Musicians write about the things that touch them most deeply: home, family, loved ones. And Hawaii musicians have a special feeling for songs about home. For guitarist Ian O'Sullivan, that's Oahu's North Shore, and it's easy enough to imagine the kind of inspiration it might provide. Ian has crafted a new CD called Songs for the North Shore. He's with us this morning, guitar in hand. Good morning, Ian.
Good morning.
One of the first things that really helped me understand Hawaii to the limited degree that I do was listening to its music when I first got here many years ago and hearing how many songs were about places, more than any other place I'd been.
Right, right. Yeah, that's a really big part of Hawaiian music, you know, is that connection to place. So, yeah.
I mean, I guess the reason why that is fairly obvious, the place itself.
Right, yeah, just look out the window.
Yeah, exactly.
Provides a lot of inspiration, yeah. So, you know, this next CD, Songs for the North Shore, I'm coming out with actually official releases this Thursday. It's 10 songs, everywhere from Ka'ena Point to Kahuku Point along the North Shore.
So you could actually guide yourself, do a little guided tour, the way museums give you a set of earphones as you walk through.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's a good idea, actually.
Well, hey, it's done. It's mine.
I did. Yeah, exactly.
But, you know, I grew up there. Mokulaia, sort of the North Shore's North Shore. It's kind of rural. And, you know, so there's songs for Ka'ena Point. That's such a, you know, teeming with life kind of a place. You can see whales. You can see the west side and the north shore at the same place. And you can see Kauai in the distance and things. And I thought, you know, what a beautiful location. That needs a song. There's another song for Waialua, which is the moment you make it over the crest of the hill to the north shore. And so you make it from the trek from town, and then you all of a sudden you make it over the hill, and you can see the sugar mill and the horizon and the agriculture reaching out.
Yeah,
and,
I know exactly the place you mean. Yeah, and there's an opening up feeling that you get, right?
Yeah, you almost feel like you can take off.
Yeah, it's kind of the start of the movie, cresting that hill.
Exactly, exactly.
But, you know, the whole thing of a sight becoming a sound.
Right.
Right. You have to, I mean, it sounds as if what you've done is you've honed in on specific details and then come up with musical equivalents to the
them. Exactly, exactly. I'm really inspired by, you know, classical composers and the way that they can, you know, things like Peter and the Wolf or the French Impressionists like Ravel and things, when they compose music and they're really trying to depict stories or places, you know, and I thought, well, what better fit for Hawaiian music?
When you hear it done well, La Mer, Beethoven 6, you really can see program music, right?
Exactly.
You
exactly.
can really see the place and feel the place. You played me an excerpt a little while ago from a song of the Night Marchers.
Oh, yeah.
And you were kind of explaining the logic of how you'd put it together. Can you just take me through that?
Yeah. So what I did basically...
I'm making you retune, which I shouldn't have done.
No, it's fine. And what I did was use reciting tones from Hawaiian chant, so something like... and I thought, you know, pulling music from slack key wasn't really the right language to depict the Night Marchers.
Yeah.
So I chose a minor key, and I use a descending chromatic line, so fret by fret... to sort of depict that march.
It's something vaguely sinister about chromaticism, yeah?
Right, and so when we put that together, we get something like... Yeah.
Yeah, definitely a haunted feeling. As you say, the slack key lick you played before is just a little too happy to tell story.
Maybe more of a Waialua view rather than
there
the Night Marchers. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think we've got time for another sample. Do you need to retune? Or?
No, no. You know what? Why don't I just play a bit of the Night Marchers here?
Please.
So I also combine a little bit of percussion because I figured they might have drummers with them. Mm-hmm. So, and it opens up with sort of as if you were hiking, and then you realize that you're out a little bit too late, and maybe you shouldn't be there. And so that's kind of how the song starts. So this is for the Night Marchers. Thank you.
You know, I thought that was really terrific, and there's just a lot of moods within that little segment, and very carefully applied dissonant notes. There's a very dissonant melody note.
Oh, definitely.
Where you just right at the, it's kind of on a very strong beat too.
Let's see, what do we have?
You know the one I mean, yeah.
Here.
That's it.
Yeah.
And then there's a harmony a little bit later on. The same thing where. Or just when you think you're going in one direction, it's not just the choice of a dissonant note is where you put it, right?
Right, exactly. That's what makes it dissonant, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
It's the ability to choose pitches that aren't supposed to belong,
yeah.
You know, aren't supposed to be there necessarily. But in this case, they fit perfectly.
Yeah, they really do. No, yeah. It's the music is wonderful. And I can just imagine what some of these other tunes are like, but that's a pretty good sample.
Yeah, and you know, like Waialua, very different feeling, like we're taking off, right? Almost mm-hmm. like you can fly. And so I use ascending notes, you know, things like this. Because that gives it that rising feeling, and it's very lush, you know, mm-hmm. compared to something maybe a bit more, a little darker, a little more bluesy, right? Doesn't really
yeah.
fit. But that lush kind of sound, I think.
Very major, very open air.
Yeah. So those are my impressions
and
reflections.
Amazing what you can do with them.
Yeah.
Six little strings, Ian. Thanks so much for coming in. That's great to hear. Ian O'Sullivan's new CD is called Songs for the North Shore, and you can get details on our Hawaii Conversation Facebook page.